What if I want to mediate and my spouse doesn't? This is a common question. Mediation is a voluntary process, and it does require both parties. You can't mediate with one person in the room. Both spouses have to be there and work things out together. So I'm very often interested in finding out when I get a call from one spouse, who obviously is the one who's interested in mediating, what's going on for the other spouse that he or she has a concern or a worry about mediating. And if it's appropriate and the other spouse is willing to call me, what I like to do is explain the process of mediation, allay their fears about the process, and see if there's some way that we can discuss a way for them to at least consider mediating and see if we could at least start with that process. I always tell couples you can always litigate. Once you start a litigation, it's difficult to stop that process and come to mediation. Although I have had a number of couples who did start in a litigated setting, decided it really was inappropriate for them, it wasn't good for the family, it wasn't good for them, and they decided to stop it and come to mediation. But that doesn't happen that often. More often than not, it's easier to start with a mediation. And if the mediation does break down, you always have the option to litigate.